Washington poll, Republican Tiffany Smiley tied with 30-year incumbent Senator Patty Murray. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on October 29, 2022. Republican Tiffany Smiley has caught up with 30-year incumbent Democrat Senator Patty Murray, DWE, and is now tied in the race to represent Washington in the U.S. Senate, according to two new polls. A More Information Group, MIG, poll released Monday found that Smiley is tied with Murray at 46%. Interestingly, Smiley is up 2 percentage points since MIG's September poll, while Murray lost 2 points since last month. The MIG poll found that 8% of Washington voters remain undecided ahead of the upcoming midterm election. However, those undecided voters do not look friendly toward Murray, according to the pollster, because 80% of undecided voters think the country is on the wrong track. In addition, only 18% of undecided voters have a favorable view of Murray. The top issues for undecided voters are crime and controlling government spending and taxes, two issues that Republicans nationwide have taken the lead on. MIG surveyed 500 likely Washington voters from October 20 to October 22. Their survey has a margin of error of plus or minus 4%. Further, the latest Trafalgar Group poll released on Saturday shows Smiley in a statistical deadlock with Murray. Smiley received 48.2% support among Trafalgar Group respondents, which is close behind Murray's 49.4%. However, the race is statistically tied because Murray's narrow lead is within the poll's plus or minus 2.9% margin of error. The poll also found an additional 2.4% of voters are undecided. The Trafalgar Group surveyed 1,207 likely general election voters from October 25 to October 28. Smiley's surge in the polls can likely be attributed to her performance in last week's debate against Murray, where she hit Murray hard on issues that matter most to Washington voters. Smiley slammed Murray for championing President Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act and voting in lockstep with the Democrat agenda. Senator Murray stood with Joe Biden with the Inflation Reduction Act and said this is going to help us, Smiley said at the debate. Don't be deceived by the name, it does nothing to combat inflation, in fact, it raises taxes on all of us. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.